I have a four-letter word for you. It starts with an H and it ends with an E. There's an O and a P in between. So when you put all that together, what does it spell? Well, it spells hope, and you're invited to journey into this land. The Oxford Dictionary defines the word hope as a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen, and it also defines it as a feeling of trust. For me, hope carries a really high vibration. It helps me to expand, and it gives me a feeling that there's more to come. It feels uplifting. And even though we may not know what the future holds, hope can bring us there in a way that brings about a feeling of peacefulness. And so in this episode, I invite you to come join me and find out exactly what hope has in store for all of us together on this journey. Come hear from two animal friends who bring forward their gifts on how to reignite the flame of hope within us all. Hear from a blessed soul in horse form whose purpose is to instill hope in our world. Learn from a beautiful dog who views hope in a magical way. And become one within and find out what hope has for you. Its gifts, its magic, and so much more. Hope's door is opened and we are entering now. Let's walk with it and let's journey into hope. Hi everybody, it's Mary Beth Haynes and I'm the gal who speaks with animals and the host of the Awaken with Animals podcast. Awaken with Animals is a collection of inspiring channelings from the animals themselves and messages of guidance from them, those that we call our friends. Anything from the journey of healing to the celebrations of life, there's an animal who has a story to tell, a lesson to teach us, and a gift to provide to us all. This podcast promises to bring you uplifting inspiration and divine loving guidance. So be prepared to be amazed at just how profoundly deep an animal's message can be, why they are here to assist humanity, and to learn just how many blessings they have to share with you. It is my heart's intention that as we awaken with animals, we will activate a deeper and meaningful life. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Awaken with Animals. It's Mary Beth Haynes. I'm the gal who speaks with animals, and it is a blessing to be here, right now, connecting with you in this way. Thank you for being here. I am sitting here in the evening at the timing of this recording. It is dark outside, and as I sit at my desk, I'm looking out my window of the office here and I can see the flickering lights. I can see what looks like the tops of the trees moving to and fro. And it just brings me a feeling of peace. And, you know, today has been a very peaceful day for me. And it's a day that I have felt peace in a way that I haven't felt in such a long time. And peace and this feeling, thank you for coming and being here and for this opportunity to feel and be with you. Because when we feel peace, when we can feel that peace within, when we can feel that peace without, so, you know, around us, surrounding us, it's just such a magnificent feeling. I heard recently of this place. So I'm in Ontario, Canada, and I'm very close to Niagara Falls. And there is this place in Niagara Falls, Canada, called Harmonic Egg Canada. And I heard of the Harmonic Egg through a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. And I immediately looked up the Harmonic Egg and all about it. And it was just really cool what they offer. I sent it to my husband Troy, and his first response was, "When are we going? You know, shall we go? Let's do this." So today he and I went to the Harmonic Egg and had a magnificent experience. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Harmonic Egg and Paige, who is the owner, who we met today and who was so wonderful, and her intuition and everything that she carried forward for our experience today was absolutely magnificent. So I just wanted to give a shout out to her and to the Harmonic Egg. And I'm just on their website right now, and I'll just tell you a little bit more about what this place offers. So the Harmonic Egg, and I'm reading this, uses sacred geometry, light, color, and sound frequencies to empower the body's own healing energy. By amplifying energy resonance within the chamber, the client receives an energy therapy that is precisely aligned and consistent. And so when we went today, they have two eggs. The one's egg's name is Misty, and the other one is Nathaniel. So I had an opportunity to experience the egg called Nathaniel today. And based on what my intentions were and what I wanted to work on and what was really kind of coming forward for what would be in the highest and the best for today, I went in and I was able to get assistance from this experience in the egg of getting my nervous system reset again. And it was really wonderful. I was feeling like my nervous system was starting to get a bit off kilter again, and things were starting to get revved up. And I was having a lot of, I was having a lot of experiences within my body. I was having higher anxious moments. I was starting to have neck pain again. I was starting to have an influx in things. And setting the intention today with Nathaniel, the egg that I was in, it was absolutely magnificent. So what you do is you go into this beautiful chamber that is egg-shaped, and you sit in a zero-gravity chair. And when I saw, when I went in the room and I saw the egg, I just went, oh my gosh, I feel like that's my home. It was so inviting, and it just felt so welcoming, and I felt like that was my home. It was really interesting. And I actually said it before I even realized it came out of my mouth. Oh my gosh, that feels like home. So in I went, and I got a nice warm blanket on me, and was able to get placed, you know, really nicely laid back in this beautiful zero gravity chair. And then some wonderful music played, and these lights were there. And you would think, okay, here's an egg-shaped chamber. Here's some lights. Here's some music. Okay, you're in a comfy chair. All right. Okay. But you know what? There's so much more to it because of I don't quite understand it all yet, but my current understanding is the sacred geometry and the vibration and the consciousness of this technology was amazing. And it was hard for me at some points. I was feeling my neck was starting to hurt or become uncomfortable, but then all of a sudden I went into like this relaxation, and then all of a sudden my mind would wander, and I just kind of went with it. And it was 40 minutes and then 10 minutes. So you do 40 minutes with the music and the lights, and then you do 10 minutes with the lights and silence. And once the music ended, I was like, wait a minute, that was 40 minutes? Like, it went by so fast. And when I was done, I felt this calm peace around me, within me. It was absolutely amazing. I shared with Paige when she asked me how I was doing. I kind of explained what had happened and how kind of I was starting to feel things in my neck, but then I was able to relax and how things were going that way. The one thing that I forgot to tell her was that when things were finished, I could feel the vibration in my body being changed. I could feel the frequency that the egg provided through the light and the sound and the whole technology of it. I felt I'm very sensitive when it comes to how my body feels, and I can sometimes feel things really deeply. It's hard to explain, but sometimes I can really feel it down what feels like cell level. And it felt like my cells were humming differently. It was, I can't put it into words, the experience that I had today. And so it was really wonderful. And I went back online and I checked out their website again, and they, you know, do this in Niagara Falls and you can go there. So if you live in the area, you can go there. But if you are, you know, a lot of people like to travel and come to Niagara Falls, that's an opportunity. But you can also, say you live far away, you can do it remotely. And they can do remote sessions. They offer land clearings, house clearings, office clearings remotely using this harmonic egg technology. And they also help our animals. They do remote sessions for animals as well. And so, you know, maybe this might be a future episode where we can talk a little bit more about the harmonic egg and how it supports animals. And we'll see. I'll just plant that seed and maybe we'll see where that will go from there. But I wanted to, you know, for some reason this has come forward for me to talk about first because of that feeling of peace. That feeling of hope, that feeling of love, it really came back much stronger for me today, and I'm just truly grateful for that. And I was thinking a lot, you know, I mentioned the word hope. I was thinking a lot about the word hope over the last couple of weeks, and there's been messages of hope that keep coming to my awareness. And it's truly amazing how it's been happening. And it's truly amazing how it comes forward when we're not expecting it. Like, why would I start thinking about hope? I don't know, right? Like, why all of a sudden am I thinking about hope? Am I wanting or am I having hope for something? Is there something that I really am hoping for? Or is it something like, okay, is hope coming into my awareness because maybe now it's time to tap into the energy and the vibration of hope? I don't know the answer yet. All I know is that hope keeps coming forward to me in many ways, whether it's my husband printing out a beautiful picture of the word hope, and it's a picture of this green seed that has sprouted, but it was so hard to grow because it was planted in concrete, yet it still was able to work its way through hope and work its way up through the concrete and become that beautiful plant. And we actually hung it on one of our vision boards that we've been creating. And you know, ever since he came home with that, there's been so many things coming forward for me with the word hope. And when I think of the word hope, I think of other words like faith and love and joy and those types of words. And there's a book, I'm trying to remember the name of the book right now. I can't remember it. Power versus Force? Something like that. And in this book, it actually talks about the vibration of certain words. And so when we think of the word joy, or we think of the word love, and we look at the vibration of that word, it's a higher vibration than, say, the word sad, or the word I'm trying to think of another word. If I had this in front of me, it would be easier to explain. It's just something that's come forward. It's kind of like the word, the book is called Power versus Force. And so when you look at something that you can bring forward with power versus bringing that same thing with force, right? You're forcing it, you're making it happen. Whereas with power, you're doing it through the power of what it is. And through that power and that genuineness of it, it comes forward on its own because it's so powerful. And there's such a big difference in the vibration of those two words. Same result, you can do something with power, or you could do something with force and get the same result, but the vibration of each way of doing it is very different. If you're forcing it, the vibration is much lower, but if you're using its genuine power to organically have it move forward, it's the vibration is much higher. So where am I going with all of this? I ask that question to myself a lot. I don't know yet, but I think I'm really piggybacking on this word hope. Oh, hope is something that is, when I think about it, I think about hope of where I'm going, hope of what I'm doing, the hope of bringing, I think I would like to bring hope into my life more. I would like to bring the vibration of hope into my life more, because when we think about hope, we can look and it just feels like there's something that I could come out and reach. If I'm wanting to hope for something, I can actually reach out and grab it. I can reach out and allow it to come into my hands so that I can bring it back. And hope for me brings me a higher vibration. Does this make any sense? I really hope, quotes, air quotes, hope, that it does make sense. You know, I was talking to Nemo, who is my beautiful furry son. He is my soul friend in the form of a Chihuahua. 6 pounds of love. He is my anchor. He is my love. He is my best friend. And because hope has been coming up so much for me lately, I thought I'd ask him, you know, Nemo, what does hope mean to you? You know, does hope mean anything to you? As a dog, as a soul, in dog form, you know, is hope more of a human perspective? Do animals have hope, right? So I was asking him some questions, and I received something that was kind of neat in response from him. And he's sitting right here beside me in my office. He's all cuddled up in his bed with his blanket on him. And this is what hope means to Nemo. Nemo says that hope is to cuddle in close, to breathe through your nose, and bring forward the light that is there right in front of you. Hope means to believe inside that your light meets up with the light in front of you. Then you become one, he says. Then you feel love, he says. Then you find hope. And that is what Nemo the Chihuahua feels that hope means to him. Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Nemo. Thank you, beautiful boy. Yeah. As I'm sitting here and working with the vibration that Nemo just brought forward, I'm feeling an animal coming forward energetically. And this animal I was feeling the other morning as well. And I didn't have an opportunity to finish the conversation that was coming forward or the communication that was coming forward energetically because of what I had already had committed for that day. But I did offer the opportunity to revisit this. And I'm so glad that this animal has come back. Because when it comes to this word hope and the vibration of hope, this animal, the presence and the energy keeps coming forward more and more and more. So just give me a moment here. Just going to take a drink of water. You might hear me. There is a presence of a horse that is coming forward. This horse feels female. This horse is coming forward very small, very, very small. So I don't know yet if this horse is an actual tiny horse, like a little miniature horse, or if this horse is a horse, but feeling very, very small. As this horse comes forward, again, very, very female, very much a female presence, a female personality. And she's telling me about shining bright, and she's telling me about shining the light bright. She's showing me her chest, and she's showing me how the light in her chest has been snuffed out. She is telling me her name is Hope. She feels like her name is not present of Hope. It's something else, but she would like to be called Hope, because that's what she's come here to be. She wishes that people would call upon her because she is here to help those who feel their lights have also been snuffed out in their chest. So even though she says that her light has been snuffed out, she carries the vibration of hope. And so even though she, just give me a moment here. Thank you. Hope's presence brings forward this vibration to humanity because many are feeling that the light has been snuffed out. The light that is inside of you is within that space of your heart center. And as you tune into that space, if that light has been snuffed out, that heart center could become blocked. And for many humans, that heart center is blocked because of different happenings and things that are going on within and outside. I come forward as hope, for I bring forward the vibration of hope to let you know that as you make the decision to bring hope towards you, I am there shining that flashlight so that you can see through the darkness, so that you can see through what looks or appears dark to you. For if you're walking through the dark without a flashlight, you may find that you bump into things. You may find that you don't walk very far ahead because you're afraid that something might be there. You might have fears of things that might come out in front of you because you can't see. But I, as hope, bring forward the vibration and the message that even though you may not see what's there, it's okay, for I hold the light for you. For I bring forward the light so that you can see. For I bring forward that light so that that light can reignite within you. So that the hope that you are looking for and seeking and wanting can become the flame, can become that gentle, soulful gift that has been wanting to reignite within for so long. Call upon me, for I am hope. Hope is bringing forward that through this message, and as she's bringing it forward, it's like her light that had been snuffed out is reigniting. She's giving me like that light had been snuffed out and within that her chest area, and that it's reigniting and it's becoming brighter and brighter and brighter. She's showing me the threefold flame, and she's showing me the number three and the tri flame to be able to connect in even deeper. So hope, this beautiful horse, is working with the threefold flame, working with the vibrant energy of hope, and is also bringing forward hope for humanity. She's showing me what's in the future. Like she's not showing me what's in the future, but she's bringing my awareness to what will be in the future. And because we may not know the answers, and because of free choice, the future can change, right? Of different choices that we make or different choices that happen in the world, the future can change, but she's bringing me to that future, and she's showing me that hope will get us there. She's showing me that hope will bring us to that place. She's giving us the gift of hope. She's beautiful. She brings forward such a magnificent, fascinating gift. Hope, thank you. Thank you for coming forward. Again, she feels like a miniature horse to me. Like she feels like a miniature horse, a horse that's very small, and yet she's so powerful in her gift of hope. Hmm. Thank you, Hope, for coming forward again, because I felt you folk coming forward the other day, and I wasn't in a space to be able to receive your message, and I just wanted to thank you for coming forward again. Thank you for bringing me hope. Thank you for helping me reignite that light. Because that light does go out from time to time. And I think there's part that are in my heart center that light has been snuffed out, and I just haven't been able to find the match to light it again. Thank you for bringing forward that light. Thank you for bringing forward the match so that can be reignited. Oh, I share so much love and gratitude in reciprocation for your gift. And as our lights reignite together, us being all of us here, no matter when you're listening to this, may we feel that beautiful flame warm our heart spaces, become larger, grow bigger, so that we can continue our purpose. Thank you for hope. Thank you, Hope, for coming forward. Just wanted to ask if there's anything else you wanted to say. I really feel like Hope has joined the collective here. She's joined the collective. She's now, I'm hearing, I'm now a part of you. I'm now one with you. I'm now part of this. Because when we have these episodes of Awaken with Animals, the collective animal energy is invited with the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light. And so is animal energy, guardian animals of lightness, guardian angels of lightness. And Hope has come forward with that collective animal energy. It's really interesting because she does not feel like she's in spirit form. She does not feel that she is in energetic form, like coming from somewhere else. She feels like she is here, living as this horse here on planet Earth. So it really feels like she is here somewhere, living her life. And she mentioned that she wants her name to be Hope, and but it feels like she's been being called something else. So I don't know, maybe I'm just going to put this out here, that if anybody's listening to this and setting the intention, again, asking for the purest and highest love and the purest and highest light to assist and support for the highest and best outcome, if anybody's listening to this and knows of this horse, again, she feels tiny. She feels like a miniature horse or a small horse. And she's here to give this beautiful gift of hope to us as humanity. And if this resonates with anybody that is listening to this, I would love to hear from you. And I would love to see a picture of this beautiful horse. I just feel like she's here on Earth somewhere. She's here. And maybe, just maybe, this episode will get out to the right ears, so that maybe we can find out who Hope is. Maybe that's not the purpose here, but I really feel from her that she's been wanting to do this for such a long time. And now she's able to fulfill, you know, at least part of her purpose, if not all of her purpose, with her gift of hope. And because her light in her heart center and her chest had been snuffed out, it's now been reignited with us. She's now part of this collective. So yeah, if anybody is... I don't know the house, but if anybody can put these pieces together and knows who I'm talking about with this beautiful, beautiful horse, please message me at thegalspeaks@gmail.com and let me know. I would just love to see where this goes. Hope, thank you. Thank you for your gift of hope. Much, much love, much, much gratitude, and thank you for being part of this collective animal energy. You are so welcome here. Thank you. Wow. So this has been an exciting and interesting time together, hasn't it? Wow, we've got the concept of hope. We've talked about kind of the vibration of hope. We talked about possible reasons why, you know, hope is coming forward. And, you know, what does hope mean to you? What does hope bring for you? We talked about what hope means to Nemo and how Nemo's perspective of looking at hope from a dog, a soul in dog form, is. We've heard from a beautiful horse named Hope who brings forward the gift. Yeah. What does hope bring forward for you? Is there room for hope in your heart? When you expand into the vibration of what hope is, knowing that hope brings us to that future aspect, even though we may not know what that future aspect is, hope will bring us there. Just sit with that, if you wish, of course, and see what may come out of this. Hope. I don't know if you've heard of a gentleman, I think he's from Great Britain, and please don't quote me on that, but his name is Charlie Mackesy, and he's written a book called A Boy, A Mole. Hold on, I got the book here. The Boy, The Mole, The Fox, and The Horse. I came across this book, or the knowing of this book, a couple of years ago, and I ended up buying the book, and it's full of hope. It's so interesting. We're talking about hope. I wanted to talk about this book in this episode. I just felt like talking about this book, and I thought I would start out with it, but I ended up going off somewhere else. I started talking about the harmonic egg and then bringing in hope and things like that. But when it comes to hope, this book really fits the piece, doesn't it? For those of you who don't know what this book is about, it's about this boy who feels lost. And this boy goes out and he's walking out in nature, and he's lost. He doesn't know where to go. And all of a sudden he comes across this mole, and this mole and him befriend each other. And the mole helps him with certain things, and they ask each other questions. It's a very simple story, but it's a powerful story. And let me just read you a little bit here. This is from Charles Mackesy, or Charlie Mackesy. He says, "Hello, you've started at the beginning, which is impressive. I usually start in the middle and never read introductions. It's surprising that I made a book, because I'm not good at reading them. The truth is, I need pictures. They are like islands, places to get to in a sea of words. This book is for everyone, whether you are 80 or 8. I feel like I'm both sometimes. I'd like it to be one that you can dip in anywhere, anytime. Start in the middle if you'd like. Scribble on it. Crease the corners and leave it well thumbed. The drawings are mainly of a boy, a mole, a fox, and a horse. I'll tell you a little bit about them, although I'm sure you'll see things here that I don't, so I'll be quick. The boy is lonely. When the mole first surfaces, they spend time together gazing into the wild. I think the wild is a bit like life, frightening sometimes, but beautiful. In their wanderings, they meet the fox. It's never going to be easy meeting a fox if you're a mole. The boy is full of questions. The mole is greedy for cake. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been hurt by life. The horse is the biggest thing they have ever encountered, and also the gentlest. They are all different, like us, and each has their own weaknesses. I can see myself in all four of them. Perhaps you can too. Their adventures happen in springtime, where one moment snow is falling and the sun shines the next, which is also a little bit like life. it can turn on a sixpence. I hope this book encourages you, perhaps to live courageously with more kindness for yourself and for others, and to ask for help when you need it, which is always a brave thing to do. When I was making the book, I often wondered, who on earth am I to be doing this? But as the horse says, the truth is everyone is winging it. So I say, spread your wings and follow your dreams. This book is one of mine. I hope you enjoy it, and much love to you. Thank you, Charlie. And then the book starts, and it starts with the little boy being lost and how he meets the mole and how they say hello. And then it continues onwards, and it is, I found it to be a very healing book in so many ways. And it's really interesting because we have an Apple TV box here, and it just came out, or at least I just noticed it coming out, that this story is now animated. And they actually made it into about half an hour long, and you can get it on Apple TV Plus. And it is beautiful. And I watched it this afternoon, and it just was a beautiful completion to my day that has brought in so much peace, that has brought in so much comfort, and that has brought me hope. And I just am so grateful for how this episode has come together, because the whole topic here is about hope. And everything that we talked about so far together has been very much full of the vibration of hope. And so as we end our time together at this time, may you feel what hope brings you. May you expand into the energy of hope's gifts. May you embrace the beautiful horse named Hope, who has come forward to help reignite that light within your heart, within your heart space. May you feel comfort from how Nemo shares about how when you cuddle in close and breathe through your nose and bring forward the light that is right in front of you, that's what hope is. And how when you believe inside that your light meets up with that same light that's in front of you, you then become one. You then feel love. You then find hope. Thank you so much for sharing in the energy of what hope is and what hope brings and what hope is all about, because I think we've only touched the surface. Thank you so much for this time together, my dear and beautiful friends. And until next time, bye for now.